Start.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Tour the peak.
On Youth Station. Youth Station.
I am a Muslim. Islam my deen. Allah my Lord. His word Quran. Muhammad Prophet. Praise be upon. I am Muslim for all of time.
In the name of God, the most compassionate, the merciful. This is Youth Station, and I'm glad to be here. Well, we have my friend.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa salamu alaikum.
I'm Zainab, Sister Asma's co-host, and I'm totally happy to be with you guys today.
Okay, then today we're going to talk about some very important things, some very important issues. It's going to be some personal points we add to your information. So now let's talk about when we are alone. What do we do when we are alone? Okay, so that's a very good job. I do that too. Is it really satisfying?
To an extent.
Yes, what does it do to you?
Sometimes it's a good gap filler for when you're waiting for the cab, for your, I don't know, waiting for the producer to set up the microphone. And if you've already prepared the content you want to talk about, you just want to take the edge off.
Yes.
And, you know, fill that little few moments, kill time, as they say. And you scroll through, like, what did my friends post?
Yes.
What did that so-and-so scholar say? This really cute quote. Oh, look at that meme of that cat.
Yes, exactly.
And you get a giggle out of it. And all this fun is... All is
it
fun
takes
and good.
Us away from reality.
For a second or
for
so.
For some seconds.
But then sometimes I feel like...
But time really flies when we're doing
yes.
that.
Sometimes it's a good thing because I don't like the time I'm in right
yes.
now in
we
my solitude.
We lose the track of time. Mm. And that's a good thing. Most of the times recently.
Yeah. But the problem is...
Yes.
Things like Instagram, Facebook, Twitter have been designed to grant you... A sort of immediate gratification, instant gratification,
yes.
right?
Yes.
And that real little spike of adrenaline or serotonin that you have
yes.
creates an addiction.
Of course.
And then these little gap fillers that you call it, just to kill those 5 minutes, 3 minutes, 15 minutes that you have between classes, between whatever, turns into, like you said, an hour, two, three, four.
Happens to take half of your day.
Before you know it, half of your day is gone.
Yes.
With your index finger scrolling through
exactly.
The page
and
of
we
your
do not
phone.
Feel it.
We don't even feel it, right? And then after yes. a while, first time, second time, you might feel guilty about it. But after a while, we even become desensitized. We feel
yes,
like it's
we
just
get used
a part of
it.
Our normal life.
Yes.
And this is how we spend our moments of solitude. Which sucks.
Yes.
Those moments of solitude are the most valuable, precious, cherishable moments.
But what else would we do?
Read a book, maybe?
Yes, we read. Using my cell phone, I read books.
Yes. Oh, really? You're one of those?
Yes.
Get out.
No, but I love books more.
Yeah.
Some short pieces I read.
I knew it.
Yes.
Yeah, there is no... I do not
the
trust...
The sense of the books...
I don't That's trust a person who says I enjoy PDF books more than hardcovers.
No,
I don't
That's
trust
a lie.
Them. Yes.
I'm not one of them.
Those are the kind of people that just want to watch the world burn,
yes.
you know? And I just don't want that. I don't need that kind of vibe in my life. Thank you.
Yes.
Please. Sayyid al-Qaid, Ayatollah Khamenei.
Yes.
He was saying to the youth, and he addresses the youth very often. He has so much faith in us, and that's so scary
yes.
sometimes. He was like, fill those moments with reciting the Quran.
Exactly.
Why not?
Yes, of course.
You've got 15 minutes to kill. You can read 3-4 pages within
those 15
minutes.
Yes, and that gives you a sense of happiness as well.
And fulfillment. Add to your knowledge.
Yes, and you're not remorseful for what you have done.
During those times of solitude when I'm alone with myself, sometimes I'm so burned out from work that I feel I don't want to read a book. I don't want to pick up my hobbies. I don't want to learn a new language. I don't want to freaking meditate. I want to mindlessly scroll through Instagram.
Yes.
Okay?
I told you, that takes us away from reality.
Yes.
That's a good point of it.
Sometimes, yes. Once a week, twice a week, you're allowed to do that.
But when it becomes an addiction, that becomes dangerous.
Any addiction is scary.
Yes, any kind of addiction is too bad.
You can't force yourself into the habit of doing something productive if your other habits during other hours of the day weren't very healthy.
Exactly. That's true.
Right?
Yes.
It requires a synchronized planned system.
Yes.
For you to wake up at sleep at a certain hour, so you can wake up at a certain hour, have a healthy diet, have a healthy working schedule.
Yes, yes.
Don't run yourself down and burn yourself out and then expect yourself to, you know, drink a cup of lemon balm with a really good classic book and some relaxing music in the
background.
The smell
of rain.
Exactly. Yeah. And, I don't know, lavender essential oil burning.
Yes. Candles.
No, it doesn't work that way.
No, no, of course not.
No. You have to plan to have
certain things at certain times.
Yes, productive, healthy alone time.
Exactly. Productivity is very important. Mm-hmm. So now let's talk about when you are in a hardship. Mm. What do you do in those moments?
I drink chai. I'm not even exaggerating.
Seriously? And does that work?
That works for me.
It's too good.
Dude, chai, man. I don't know who invented it, but I'm pretty sure they're in heaven. No.
But I overthink.
Really?
Yes.
While you're drinking chai. And then your chai gets cold. You're one of those. I knew it. But you still drink chai, right? Do you find solace in overthinking? Do you find comfort in it?
Solace. Well, never.
Why do you do it then?
Because it's a habit.
Of course it is.
It happens so naturally. I don't know, when did it become a part of me?
Does it bother you so much?
Yes, a lot.
Have you tried anything to fight it off?
Yes, I go to gym and I watch movies in order just to forget about the thing I'm thinking about.
Let's define hardship, though. What do you mean by times of hardship? Is it financial hardship, health hardship-ish sort of thing?
No, mental hardships.
Oh, darn, that's the worst kind.
Yes, that's
still chai. Solution is still chai.
I don't think so.
For real?
Yes.
Chai is my solution to everything. I can't sleep, chai. I'm hungry, chai. I'm stressed out, chai. I've just woken up. I need
to pick me up,
chai.
That's too good.
And it actually fixes things.
I wish I had such a...
You should try it. I really
such a painkiller.
In life, we need to find something that anchors us.
Of course,
the thing that anchors us is
our creed, I guess.
Yes, absolutely. No, little things, little anchors.
Little anchors, yes, the way you put it. Maybe reading books, maybe watching movies, maybe chai, exactly the way you said. But when it becomes so deep, the only thing that anchors us is our creed, the things that we believe in.
Definitely.
The things that our prophet and his companions has always recommended us to do. Pray, read Quran, or do anything like that.
Or just chill with God.
Yes.
Have a heart-to-heart with him.
Exactly. Speak to him like two friends.
Exactly. You don't necessarily have to pray or recite a certain supplication.
Have a special place or
sit in there.
Do certain things.
There with
just
him
to speak to him.
You know, what you just said reminded me of that hadith from Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam. In kunta bakiyan lishay fabki lil-Husayn.
Yes, exactly.
I feel like, that's a solution to all my problems.
Yes, it's a very good solution.
کن تباکی الشک فبکه علال حسین این کن تباکی الشک فبکه علال حسین فبکه علال حسین مظلوم کربلا فبکه علال حسین.
Because often we feel when our problems and hardships reach a certain degree, we feel like, okay, this is the point where I need to cry this
exactly.
out.
Exactly.
Right?
Yes.
And
the best thing to cry for
is Imam al-Hussein exactly. alayhi salam. Because first of all, it makes you closer to your imam. Second of all, it...
You're not crying for something that is worthless.
Yes, and futile.
Your cry becomes worthy.
Exactly.
Every drop is something that's going to help you in future. Mm. And of course, it will solve your problem.
Yeah, exactly. It's a win-win situation.
Exactly.
Also, it puts the hardship that you're facing at that moment into perspective.
Yes.
I'm not trying to gaslight anyone into thinking that, dude, your problem is nothing compared to the problem of Imam al-Hussein.
No, I get what you're saying.
Your problem is valid, but I'm saying that once we engulf ourselves
yes.
with the ocean, which is Aba Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salam,
when we're linked to him.
Yes. We relate to him and we feel that even our problem now is within his embrace.
Insignificant.
Yes.
They are important, but they're insignificant compared to the hardships.
And you feel like you learn how to cope with your problem from the way Imam al-Hussein coped with it.
Exactly.
How to practice that sabrun jameel, that beautiful patience. One of my friends was saying something really interesting about this. He said that it got me thinking, how can you be beautifully patient? There's nothing beautiful about being patient.
Yes.
You're in this really uncomfortable, hard...
That's so painful.
Traumatic experience.
Yeah.
You just want it to pass. You just want to get away from it. And you have to be patient. Which part of that can you possibly make beautiful?
Yes,
and that's
exactly.
the secret, right?
Yes.
Once you have a Husseini mentality toward it.
Exactly.
Once you feel that I am doing this for the sake of God because I know this place I am in now is where God wants
me to
be.
And you feel him. You feel that he's witnessing you.
Yes.
He's there for you. And he would never let you down. So
for
that's
sure.
a pacifier.
And then you get to the point where you're ma ra'aytu illa jamila.
Exactly.
I see nothing but beauty.
Yes.
Because I had that beautiful patience.
Yes, that's true. So what about when you're with your friend?
When it does happen?
Is it a good thing to be around your friends?
Oh, yeah, I love my friends.
Exactly.
They're awesome people. That's why they're my friends. If I'm going through some sort of conflict with my friends, which I hate
to death. That's a difficult part of the story.
Chai is still the solution.
Again, chai.
I tell them to come have chai with me.
That's very good. I have those moments too.
Yeah, and
it's
then, you know,
good.
Conflict gone.
Yes.
Just have chai. Or like when I'm...
You forget about everything.
Everything.
How come?
Sometimes I feel like I'm literally in the middle of actively having an argument with my friend. We've reached the point of raising our voices.
Yes, yes.
And then one of us turns to the other and goes, do you want some chai?
Yes.
De-escalate it.
Yes. Everything is gone.
That very moment, it's like water on fire.
Yes.
You know? You want some chai?
Yes.
And the problem goes.
Like what happens with your brothers and sisters. Like the family. Because friends, after a special time, they become your family.
For sure.
So they know when to say, do you want some chai?
God bless him, God, and God bless chai. And God bless all of our listeners. Thank you so very much for being with us on this episode of Youth Station. I leave you in the care and protection of the Almighty.
I am what I am because you made. I have what I have. My love is strong because of you. In weakness I am braver, my defender and my savior, my giver and my taker. Abiding in silence with patience and guidance,